This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're ready to start with a chat here. We've got very seldom, like, I don't remember the last time this has happened. We've had a Friday feature artist and they've shown up.
Terry, you know? It's never happened before, I don't think.
I know, really? I know. And I Marty Leonard showed up early because he was excited, as I am, to welcome to the airwaves from Mumford & Sons, Ben Lovett and Ted Duane, who Hi. Last time I saw them were just a couple of schmoes over in the United States trying to make a foothold in the music business, and now they're rock stars.
Still
and
are.
Look, big,
still are, just
yeah.
Some trying to figure it out.
Which is one of the reasons we love you, but it's great to have you, and you got a big show tonight, and that thing sold out immediately.
Yeah, this is crazy. It's really exciting. We've been going around playing these shows, and they've been packing these arenas in a way that they haven't done normally, because we've got the stage set up in the middle of the room,
mm-hmm.
and the floor itself has got people standing 360 around this sort of floating stage area, and then all the seats. So it's like, it's the energy in these shows has been insane.
Well, that's such
what we wanted.
It's such a great idea to do a show in the round in an arena.
Mm.
You know, it's cool because wherever you're sitting in the arena, you have such a great view of the stage. But I'm wondering, what's it like, the view from the stage out to the audience? It's a different experience for you guys,
I'm
too,
just
right?
Constantly aware of the fact that there are people looking at my bum. It doesn't matter where you go. There's always
I'm bringing my binoculars. Actually, I can see it from here.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
And our radio audience can too.
Oh yes, but it's actually really, really fun. A big sort of part of the design for this new show was to try and make people feel as included as possible. So the stage being in the middle means everyone's a bit closer than they would have been, and the stage is quite low. It's only 5 foot rather than the usual 6 foot, so people at the barrier can kind of see straight across the stage at each other. So it kind of makes the show a lot more about the town that we're in. All of a sudden, it's sort of. It's a big sort of just a communal experience, really, for everyone. We're just sort of there as the facilitators all of a sudden. It's a very nice feeling.
Right. And 11 years ago when you were first here, you were playing small clubs. Now you're United Center.
Reminded by our cab driver on the way here. Him and his wife were at the Riviera show, which was on a Halloween night. She weirdly texted him an hour before saying, hey, maybe you'll pick up Mumford & Sons and take them to their radio today.
I don't know if there's only one Uber in Chicago, but it seemed
right.
Like that.
Yeah, there's only one Uber,
It's really strange.
It's a small town,
We told her to go and buy a lottery ticket. So.
Well, it has been quite a trip for you guys. You know, it's just amazing. Like you were saying, 10, 11 years ago, you're playing small clubs. We did a live from Studio X at Martyrs, you know, a small little stage like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the rise of the band has just been incredible. Over these years, you know, and not only just the rise of the band, but how you guys have evolved as well. The Mumford & Sons from those days, a lot different than the Mumford & Sons today.
It's funny, not really like between us. We still feel like kids. We were playing Scrabble last night, a couple of us were, and we were like, we're basically just still teenagers, aren't we? Because we were like, someone managed to find a really, I won't say what it was, but just a really childish word, and I think it was fart. And then we were like, we're still giggling at stuff like that.
Well, you're in good company here.
Went down well.
Yeah. But the music's evolved because I think that's what could make us jaded. Is if we felt like we were stuck somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've never let ourselves get that way. And I think that that first kind of batch of songs that we recorded, that in itself was a part of a journey that was kind of moving and evolving.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like that was the beginning, because we had already been on a bit of a musical journey together and individually up until that point, listening to rock and metal and punk. And like our teens were very varied. So for us, it was a left turn to end up playing bluegrass and Americana. So we just keep on turning left, basically. That's the story.
Well, you know, when you first emerged playing that kind of music, that wasn't well, there weren't many other artists doing that, especially mm-hmm. we were playing here on the radio. And as time went on, it influenced so many people that a lot of acoustic music, I mean, it was really a big boost to acoustic music in general, and people that had been playing fiddles and mandolins, and suddenly they're in bands and they're playing big stages. That's pretty much, and that's a testament to how organic and cool that music was.
I think so.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was a cool time. Certainly in London, you know, we were among a lot of friends. I was just amazed. I wasn't from London. I moved to London to try and find musicians who were into the same kind of stuff, which I think a lot of musicians moved to Chicago in hope of finding collaborators, and that's certainly what I did. And I couldn't believe it when I got to town and met these guys who were sort of into, you know, folk and jazz and blues and this eclectic acoustic kind of thing, as well as a host of other artists as well. There was a whole thing happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, to have been, you know, carried along by that, we feel very fortunate that our sort of tastes aligned with
right.
that moment.
You know? Remember when only nerds played accordion?
Yeah.
Remember that? Remember those days?
Yeah. Hunk, doesn't it? Gosh.
I'm yeah. still very much a nerd.
Which is why we love you. Because 11 years ago, if you'd have told me you'd be coming back here and playing United Center, I'd think, yeah, right.
Yeah,
because
right.
your music, it has an intimacy to it that you think, how do you do that? Yet you manage to do both at the same time. You can fill a big hall like that. You know, you have yeah. some very grand, dramatic songs that lend themselves well to a house like that.
It was an interesting, there was an interesting kind of period that we remember well, which was we were loving playing in theatres. Theatres felt like our safe place, and they were like, they had this grandeur and lots of wood everywhere and gilded ceilings, and we'd go around and play those, like the Chicago Theatre I remember playing. It was a wonderful, beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, we found that to get around the world, we had to go and play in these arena spaces, and we sat down and had a big chat about arenas and how afraid we were of just the scale of it, and that we're going to lose those moments. And so we were like, we've got to figure out a way not to lose our show. So we've now been doing arena scale shows for like 8 years, and that's felt I think if, you know, for those who come down tonight, if we haven't figured it out by now, then we're not doing it right.
Well, we're joined in the studio right now by Ben Lovett and Ted Duane of Mumford & Sons, and we are featuring the music of Mumford & Sons today. So we're going to play a song right now. We're going to go back to one of your earlier tunes, and maybe you can shed a little light on the song, seeing that it's called Lover of the Lights. How would you set that song up?
This song was written on tour in Germany in 2010. And we worked it out on a stage on a day off in a place called Gebäude 9 in Cologne. And it's been in the set every single show ever since.
All right. We're featuring the music of Mumford & Sons, our XRT Friday feature today. We're going to play that song, Lover of the Light, right here on 93 WXRT.
We have Ben and Ted, and we're having a lovely chat because we love you.
We love you, too.
Well, and we were talking about, you know, you're playing at United Center, which is a whole lot bigger than you did 11 years ago when you first came here. But I love the fact that you experiment with how to present your music and how to even tour, like the Gentleman of the Road concept and you know, playing down on a beach in Chicago. And mm-hmm. I love the fact that you're always looking for new ways to interact with your audience.
It's pretty awesome. I think we're in an incredibly fortunate position where we can sort of experiment a little bit. There are certain cornerstones of the live music experience which we're really keen to preserve. Certainly the idea of like celebrating a community, and we have a bit of a legacy thing that we like to try and do with our stopovers, which are these weekend events where we basically go to a smaller town, bring the music to them, mm-hmm. you know, sort of town where you wouldn't usually get a show, and we build a, you know, a site and figure out the food and the toilets and everything, you know, provide people with an experience which hopefully is one that we would really enjoy ourselves. You know, we get to see a lot of festivals, so we take all of our favorite bits and mold it into these events. So that's really awesome. And yeah, the show, yeah, down there in what was it called?
Montrose Beach.
Montrose Beach.
Yeah.
Was amazing when eventually it happened, but it was kind of, unfortunately, I guess when you're experimenting, when you're trying to do things slightly differently, occasionally you find yourself in
yeah.
a great deal of trouble.
Well, when you're doing a show in June, you pretty much think the weather's just
well,
going to
yeah.
be perfect,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it wasn't. It
Mother
rained,
nature.
Rained
yeah.
a lot.
It rained for 5 days straight.
5 days straight, and they had a hard time constructing the stage. But, you know, yeah. the coolest thing beside the, you know, I mean, it had to be postponed, but to have Marcus come on my radio show and let everyone know that this was happening. It wasn't just me coming on saying, oh, the show's postponed. No, Marcus.
Yeah, we actually take it pretty seriously. I think over 1,000 shows in the last decade, and we've cancelled or postponed like less than 10. And it's always been from extreme circumstances, and the vibe in the dressing room and the vibe within the band gets really heavy, and we're like, because we just cared so much that the show can go on no matter what, and then sometimes you just can't, you know.
Well, you know, the coolest thing for us here on XRT, as well as all the listeners in Chicago and pretty much all the listeners around the country, because we did stream it, we broadcast that show live as it happened from Montrose Beach, and it was an incredible experience. I got to host it, and it was so much fun. And we're doing the same thing tonight for the show at United Center, starting at about 8:45 tonight. You will be able to listen to every note of Mumford & Sons from United
Center. Playing in the right order.
Yeah. So I don't want to put a little extra added pressure on you guys, so you're going to be live on the
radio.
Don't
mess up. No farting around, as they say.
But we're so happy that you guys, you know, that we can do a partnership on this and bring that music to everybody, you know,
absolutely.
So that when you do come to their city or you come back to Chicago, you know, people will want to be there. So that's cool.
Awesome.
That's pretty great.
Thank you.
And congratulations on the album Delta. It's it's and we should talk about this just for a couple of minutes, but it's really I wouldn't say it's a step forward, but it's a step into really other places. I mean, you started the way you did with the bluegrass kind of music, and then A Wilder Mind, it evolved a little more, and now it seems like you've really found the place that at least is Mumford & Sons right now.
Yeah, we really I think we found a way to be limitless for the first time. Like, there was just zero preconceptions about what we were trying to make musically when we went into this album. And Paul Epworth was just in exactly the same headspace as us.
And he's the producer of
the
record.
He's the producer.
And he's worked with Adele and all sorts of people, right?
He's had an amazing, and really eclectic. He's done everything from like hip-hop to some of the best British rock bands to, Adele and big pop bands. Mm-hmm. So... Mm-hmm. We just, like, he was in a place where he was like, let's just not have any rules. And his studio, the place called the Church Studios, is an amazing area where all the instruments are plugged in and ready to go, rather than most other studios where you essentially have to plug it in if you want to record it. You have to set it up, get the mic set up around it, whereas the way that he does things is that you can, like, have an idea or walk over to an instrument and it's ready to play. And that meant that we just had this really pure kind of creative flow for about 6 months, which basically resulted in loads and loads of songs and lots of ideas, and Delta evolved out of it. And we're super proud of this album, and a lot of it's being played live. So
And Ben, you being the multi-instrumentalist that you are, you got to experiment with some instruments that you hadn't really played on record before. Weren't there a lot of synthesizers and things?
Yeah, there's loads of cool stuff in there. You had this thing, which is this old DX synth, quite a rare synth from the 80s. And on it, it had this setting, which was these log drums, which basically sounded like percussion. And we were messing around with that one day, and Marcus had this guitar riff for this song, Rose of Sharon. Mm-hmm. And then we found that the interplay between these drums that were actually coming out of this 80s synthesizer and this electric guitar part just completely locked together and made it into like some bizarre kind of indie dance track. and we're like, that's it, you know, we like stumbled upon this key. And so that key sometimes can be in an instrument, right, where you're trying to stumble around to figure out how to unlock a song, and it can just be there and you don't even know you're going to do it.
Love stories about songs that come together spontaneously like that, you know, in the studio. You when you went into the studio that day, you had no idea, and you come out of it and you're like, wow, that's great.
Yeah.
And I love it too when people write from their own experience, and I just wonder how Marcus can get through Beloved in a live concert setting without weeping. I mean, because it's just such a deep and beautiful song that so many people can relate to.
Yeah, there's a lot of intense stuff on this record. A lot of personal stories, and I think that the willingness and the bravery to write about that particular experience for Marcus with Beloved, we
didn't see it coming, really.
It's powerful.
Yeah,
it's sort of what music is for, I think, for a lot of people, whether you're making it or just listening to it, you know, I think it sort of serves a similar purpose in that, you know, some things in life are like pretty tough, and yeah, somehow music makes those experiences that can feel so horribly personal and life-shattering, they can make them somehow like universal or something, sort of feeling that can be shared, I guess. So yeah, whilst it's like clearly quite a painful song for him to sing sometimes.
Oh yeah, and then like, for all of you to come together cathartic. And for all of you to come together to support that song and make it what it is, mm-hmm. you know, take his emotion and then just shoot the emotion out when you play together, which is something that Mumford & Sons has always done.
Yeah.
Really emotional band, and a band that when you're in the arena or in a park or in a club watching you guys play, that music always just hits you because it builds and builds.
Right.
And you end up with this really great cathartic feeling at the end, no matter where it starts. And, you know, that's a testament to you guys, and it's what has made Mumford & Sons Mumford & Sons, and why, you know, we love you here and why
everyone...
Yeah,
we sure do.
Yeah.
And why you play from the heart, and people get that. You know, you can't fake that, and you guys are the real deal. And I'm glad you didn't turn Spinal Tap on us. That's all I can say, because it was love at first sight. I just loved you guys 11 years ago, and it's great to see. You make me proud to be a Mumford & Sons fan.
Yeah,
you know?
That's very kind.
Yeah, and we really want to thank you for stopping by.
Yeah.
Our Friday feature is Mumford & Sons, and you guys came in. You found some time before your sound check for the In the Round show tonight at United Center that, once again, we're broadcasting here on XRT starting at 8:45. Ben Lovett, Ted Duane, thank you so much for being here. We're going to play another song as part of our Friday feature, and it is from the record, and it's the song that you just mentioned, Rose of Sharon. So
awesome.
Yeah, so we'll see you tonight.
Awesome.
All the best.
Thanks guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
XRT's Friday feature is Mumford & Sons, 93 WXRT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.